Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Friday of the third week of Lent, the 16th of March, 2012. Jesus teaches us that to love God and neighbor fulfills all the commandments. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right, saying, He is the one, and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of heaven.' And no one dared ask him any more questions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So at the time of Jesus, there was a lot of debate about which of the 613 commandments should be most attention paid. Right? They had exquisitely detailed laws and regulations to prevent you from violating any of the Ten Commandments. And at the time of Jesus, it was a little overwhelming because they didn't have, you know, an iPhone app of all 613. So you could quickly know which ones they were for which day of the week or which season of the moon, etc. And so this debate grew up, and it was often a test to kind of see what kind of rabbi is he, you know? And you can see that in our political debate. You know, what kind of candidate is he? We ask particular questions of Republican candidates. We ask particular questions of Democratic candidates. We ask other questions of independent candidates. And that's what they were doing. They were seizing on, who is Jesus? Is he with us or is he against us? And the story finishes with a really interesting line, and we'll get there in a second. So what of the 613 could be the most and highest perfection of keeping all the commandments? Because there was this sense that if you could keep one or two or three, all the others would be included. You know, St. Augustine says, love well, and that's it. If you love well God and neighbor, everything else is taken care of. And Jesus, right? I mean, Augustine, I think, stole it from Jesus. Jesus quotes the Shema, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, like with every fiber of your being, you're to love God." Right? And if we love God that way, then of course we don't do things that violate our relationship with God, on and on and on. But the Shema is not just kind of a collection of all the commandments. The Shema is the prayer that they would say two or three times a day. It's the one that's rolled up in the little scroll at the entrance to their house. It's the one that's rolled up in a little scroll and they tie on when they tie on the phylacteries on their forehead and on their wrist. This is the one, because just after the section we quote, it says, "Bind this to your forehead and to your arm. Drill it into your children that there is only one God, and to love God with everything you have is the most valuable thing. That's a great examination of conscience. How well do I love God with everything that I've got? That's from Deuteronomy 6. Leviticus 18, Jesus pulls this line, right, from their tradition, saying, honoring, loving, caring for our neighbor as ourself meets all the commandments as well. Right? And Jesus lives that out when he speaks to us about, you know, caring for these little ones. In Matthew 25, he says, I am those ones in need. So when you care for them, you care for me. And so by caring for our neighbor, we are in fact loving God. Well, that's a pretty tight little argument. And then Jesus said, the scribe who comes to him repeats back what Jesus had said and said, it's worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he understood and answered with understanding, he said to him, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Now, that's probably where we are, right? We're coming to daily mass. We're struggling with the scriptures. We're living our faith. And I think Jesus said we were not far from the kingdom of God. Physically, the scribe is standing right in front of Jesus. Physically, we're standing right in front of the tabernacle. Not far from God's kingdom. Spiritually, we need to make a leap of faith. Right? The scribe who came to Jesus, while he understood the Old Testament and knew that loving God and loving neighbor was the completion of all the commandments, he needed to have faith in Jesus. The Jesus standing right in front of him. And we'll realize on Good Friday they didn't do so well on that one. How well are we doing? We're not far from the kingdom. Can we make that leap of faith to allow Jesus to live large in our lives all the time? Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.